Morning, Boo. I've just come back from a long Eton from my first visit and my first assessment at Impact Physio down in Long Eaton, like I say. I have to say, very, very good. Very, very good. Very, very interesting comparing what I've just kind of experienced down there compared with the long waiting game I've been having with the NHS. Zena down at Impact assessed me in a fraction of the time, almost within 5, 10 minutes of being there. Took an hour and a half of conversation with the specialist at the Nottingham Back Clinic. But her Zena's assessment just seemed so much sharper, so much on the ball. She took one look at me standing and was identifying, you know, what the problems were. Tiny, you know, just a couple of minutes of manipulation of sort of massage on my back, and she was feeling the tension in my back and reporting to me where the problems were as I was feeling it, instilled me with massive confidence in terms of, you know, what she's doing and her abilities to help me. And I have to say, I mean, you know, so far it's one of the best £35 I've spent a long time. And when I consider, well, I don't know, I don't, I mean, how do you compare that with what I've experienced so far with doctors in the NHS? Well, you know, I have to say at the moment, private physio 1, NHS 0. I don't want to be sort of over sort of simplistic about it, but you know, I wish I'd done this weeks ago. And we've just had a bit of a laugh already because it's like I've realised that my stubbornness can now be measured in the weeks that I have held out going for having a sort of private physio session, and it's approximately 5 to 6 weeks by my level of stubbornness. So anyway, sorted. Anyway, so far, going back again next week. One thing that sort of Zena's done already is she's given me just a short list of exercises for me to do, showing me how to do them, sort of you know, help me to sort of visually identify, you know, what some of my posture problems are, and also to give me a brief idea of kind of where what's happening with my posture during work, which is probably where the injury has, or you know, a big contributing factor to how my back injury has occurred in the first place. And how it's, you know, gradually, slowly developed over you know, the past, you know, God, 5, 6, 7 years. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do there still. Still feeling as if, you know, there's a big weakness there, and you know, there's still a lot of difficulty sort of walking around at the moment, yeah, still a lot of sort of hard work to sort of do to, and consistent work, I think, to sort of get myself back up to strength. But yeah, so far, brilliant, brilliant. I'll be going back again, and I think I really need to get back in contact with the NHS and find out what the hell is going on there, because I still haven't even I haven't heard anything from my assessment. I haven't heard anything from my doctor. I've called them a couple of times and received nothing, you know, no call back when the doctor hasn't been there. So, you know, at the moment, deeply disappointed really in the NHS. I know it's difficult for them. You know, they've got, you know, huge sort of task, you know, for them to sort of deal with the number of patients that they see. But if they could have done in, you know, half an hour what Zena's just done for me down at the back clinic, I think the NHS would be in a hell of a better state than it is. Anyway, cool.